100 years ago, when the revolution broke out, my grandparents left Russia with my father and settled in the south of France, where they fortunately had a house. This was the first of many moves which took the family to England, Brazil, and Switzerland, where we live to this day. My father gave us a knowledge of the family's history, but that was it. For him, it was far too dangerous for us ever to go back to Russia, and it was more important to integrate wherever we were living. I therefore grew up learning many languages, but not Russian. Then came the 80s, and everything changed. Russia opened up to the world and to its past. And suddenly, in 1990, my family was approached by Mrs. Gorbachev on behalf of the then Soviet Culture Foundation, asking us whether we wouldn't like to return to Russia some historical objects and documents now that there was no longer a Red Russia versus a White Russia. My father responded with such enthusiasm, and more importantly, a long list of objects, that we were immediately invited to come to Russia and visit places linked to the family's history. And that was when we first saw the house in which we stand today. We were very excited at the idea, a house which carried the name of the family and which was a historical museum. But what we saw was very different from what we had expected. It was a museum indeed, with a full staff, a director, and a lady selling tickets, but no exhibits nor any visitors, and the building was clearly falling to pieces. That's when we learned that a staircase had collapsed a few months before, and the museum was declared off limits to the public. But even so, I immediately felt a mission. Here was a very concrete link to our past, and it must be saved. After a few years, the museum gave up the hope of ever reopening and helped us start the long and then largely unknown process of obtaining rights to historical property. It wasn't easy as we faced stiff competition, mostly from banks seeking headquarters with columns and a history and above all a respectable image. Fortunately, we eventually gained the support of the city and of the then mayor Lushkov, who thought the idea of a White Russian family restoring the house and opening it to the public so unusual that it was worthy of his support. So unusual that indeed to this day, it seems we are the only White Russian family to have embarked on such a project. Whether this distinction is a matter of luck, determination, or just lack of common sense, I leave to your judgment. My father clearly thought it was the latter when I first announced that we had recovered the house for the family. The word mad was mentioned more than once. Fortunately, my saintly wife put up with my project. Out of love for me, but also perhaps out of love for Russia and for its culture. Plus, after all, she also has her own Russian roots. One of her ancestors was Count Ostermann Tolstoy, but more of that later. We finally obtained leasehold rights in 2000, and the next year the restoration began. The house, as I said, was in terrible condition. Everything was leaking and rotten. If you're interested, photographs in the lower floor will show you what it looked like. But we were fortunate in that the house was largely untouched during the Soviet period, so that whatever was left of the structure and the details was original. We were also very fortunate in finding good architects and above all restorers. In some places, we had to substitute some 80% of the elements, but we were able to do so using the same methods of 200 years ago. And so, after many years of work, the house was opened to the public in 2014 and is gradually becoming part of Moscow's cultural life. Between exhibitions like Salgado's Genesis, concerts and private events, we estimate that close to 40,000 people have come through these doors since they were reopened. After this very long introduction, I suggest that you go to the attic for what I promise will be a short history of the house.